Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate being given the floor. Yes, I'm a member of the UN Working Group on Mercenaries, and I would like to follow up on my colleague's comments and specifically address the issue of gender. The working group's been really pleased to note that there has been focus on the gender aspects and the gendered human rights impacts of PMSEs throughout the debate this week. And as Dr. Aparak mentioned in her statement on Monday, the Working Group on Mercenaries in our 2019 report submitted to the Human Rights Council that male domination of the PMSE industry, past major abuses of gender-based discrimination and sexual and gender-based violence, as well as the absence of human rights compliant legal and regulatory frameworks, should in fact compel states, PMSEs themselves, all clients and other stakeholders to push forward a gender transformative agenda for the industry. What this means is that states, PMSEs and their clients must not only consider gender differences and adapt their responses and strategies accordingly, but they should also seek to transform the power dynamics and structures that serve to reinforce gendered inequalities. To that end, the working group in its report made numerous concrete recommendations, and I would like to present some of those to the working group today. Of course, states have the ultimate responsibility to respect, protect, and fulfil human rights and to protect against abuses by third parties. So in this regard, there is an imperative on states to strengthen the legal and regulatory framework that governs private military and security companies and embed strong human rights safeguards. However, before taking any legal or regulatory measures, states must consider and conduct a gender analysis to ensure that all of the measures adopted do in fact take account of and integrate differentiated gender perspectives. And such actions should also be incorporated into national action plans on business and human rights. Now, to achieve this, the gathering of gender disaggregated data is a critical first step towards creating legal and policy responses at the state level, and also for the PMSEs and the clients where appropriate. Now, this data should include information on a variety of things, including the victims of gender-based discrimination and sexual and gender-based violence. It should encompass members of local populations and employees and subcontractors of the PMSEs. State and non-state responses to abuses, decision-making and leadership positions in PMSCs, types of functions, pays and conditions at work, and broader inequalities in gender relations and structural factors. So it's not just about looking at the human rights impacts internally, but also looking at them externally from a gender perspective. And states should use licensing tools or other authorization mechanisms as a means to enforce human rights standards. And so from a gender perspective, of course, this includes the mandatory collection of gendered disaggregated data and adoption of relevant internal policies. States must ensure that where sexual and gender-based violence acts have been committed, the personnel of PMSCs responsible must be investigated, prosecuted, and punished, and that should not be time limited, and it should not be geographically limited. And to that end, states must also ensure that effective remedies are accessible to women, girls, men, boys, and to LGBTI victims of human rights abuses carried out by PMSCs. The companies themselves must dedicate adequate time and resources to facilitate the development and implementation of gender transformative approaches in their operations. Internally, as well as the data gathering that I've already mentioned, PMSCs should also work towards increasing the number of underrepresented groups within their companies. And this has to be attached to policy change and procedures. So they should in fact introduce new or strengthen any existing policies that express their commitment to human rights, non-discrimination and gender equality. and standalone policies on preventing and addressing sexual harassment and sexual and gender-based violence inside and outside the workplace. They should also put in place policies on vetting and training, internal reporting systems, and suitable mechanisms to address any alleged abuses. At that point, I will hand back the floor to.